Well, we're looking again at 1 Peter chapter 4, and we're looking at the last part of the section that we've been considering in verses 7 through 11. In this last part, Dave, we have looked at the ideas of service in regard to speaking and in regard to serving, and then Peter says in that last part there verse 11, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
That's a good way to judge our actions and thoughts and activities. Are we doing it so that we get the glory or that God gets the glory? When we set out to do something and plan for something, is it we want the pat on the back or the kingdom of God?
And it's difficult, isn't it? Because oftentimes, perhaps we're guilty or we've heard people say, well, I'm doing this for the glory of God. You know, if we're doing something for the glory of God, we don't need to draw attention to it. We simply recognize that we want to, in every way, serve him because of his great service to us. The scripture says that Jesus said, I came not to be served, but to serve, and give my life a ransom for many. Christ came to serve us, and when we recognize the kind of service that took him to the cross and gave us life, then we delight to serve him without any recognition, without any delight in hearing other people say, you know, what we've done, but we just delight to serve him.
He says, if you accolade yourself or look for the glory here on earth, you've received your reward.
That's right.